Hello there, and welcome to episode 157 of the FlameFlash.impact podcast. It is August 30th, Friday, 5:04 p.m. for me, and it has been one wild year. So why am I referencing all the way back to a year ago? Well, a year ago, and we're going to get personal. I'm going to cover a couple other things. Don't worry. I have a couple of politics. I have some gaming. I have some real life. We're going to smatter it all through a little bit. But on a very personal note, 1 year ago, August 30th, 2023, was my first divorce hearing. And it's weird to think about that was a year ago now. Thank you, Time Hop. Thank you, Facebook, for showing me in my suit, ready to go. But looking back at that point and looking at me now, what a difference a year makes. So let's just put that in the back of our minds as we move forward. Next week might look terrible. Next month might look terrible. Last week might have been hell. Everyone is walking in different shoes. But now take three steps back. Take a breath. How was your year? How did that go? Now, coming up soon is going to be a Do You 10Q. It's doyou10q.com. DOYOU, the number one, the number zero, Q.com. Doyou10q.com. If you type it into Google, Do You 10Q, you'll find it. And this is a 10-day reflection. It's going to start in about a month. It follows a Jewish tradition. I'm forgetting the exact tradition that it follows, but it begins October 2nd. So if you sign up now, you file your answer a day of the last year reflection, and then next year in 2025 in October, they send you your previous year's answers and you get to reflect, how am I different from the person that filled out these answers a year ago? So the first year, it's a little lame. It's definitely self-reflective to fill it out. But the second year, the third year, doing this self-reflection, Do You 10Q, it's healing, at least for me. So if you're interested, doyou10q.com. Once a day for 10 days, they send you a question of self-reflection. It can either be private or public. Register with an email address that you know you're going to hang on to, and next year, they'll send it to you again. Just keep that in mind. So, traipsing a little bit into politics, we don't have that much from this last week, at least that caught my eye. Keela and I had a good conversation offline, but nothing really inspired rollover to the next podcast. So thank you, Keela, for sending some comments in still. I'm going to go ahead and give you a call out, but podcast@flameflash.net if you want to join that conversation. But here is just another one of those signs of the rules are for thee and not for me. Trump was invited by some families of veterans who passed away during the Afghanistan pullout. And Trump showed up with a photographer of his own and started taking pictures and video. The thing is, Arlington National Cemetery is protected under federal law that this is a sacred place. The United States, being a secular nation, being a nation of freedom of you may worship what and who you choose, does not have sacred sites per se. Arlington is the closest we can come to a sacred site. And what did Trump do? He brought his own photographers because he, quote, had permission from the families that he was with there. The thing is, he didn't have permission of the other families' gravestones who also got caught in those videos. That's what the federal law, I think it's Rule 60, is meant to protect. So you're supposed to only use Arlington-approved photographers. They have photographers on staff. You make appointment with them and you utilize their services. So because they are sensitive to everything going on, they're sensitive to all the rules. An Arlington staffer tried to stop them, tried to bravely stop them. And what did they do? They accused the Arlington staffer of having a mental health crisis. That's the quote. So not only do they trample on the rules and on respect for the law, they disrespect those with actual mental health crises and claim that somebody simply trying to enforce the rules was instead having a mental health crisis. That is the kind of man that the cult supports. And of course the cult is like, well, they had permission from the family. They had permission from the people that were actually there. The family doesn't have the ability per the federal law to waive the federal law. So the rules are not for me, they are for thee. That is the kind of man Trump is. Keep that in mind. Laws don't matter to him. Rules don't matter to him. Speaking of laws and rules, the special counsel said, all right, Supreme Court, I'll play your game. I'm going to refile my charges against Trump, the candidate. So I am going to remove in these charges all the references of him in official capacity as a president. I'm going to remove those witnesses. I'm going to remove that testimony. I'm going to remove that evidence. And I'm going to go after him again as a candidate. So the original indictment for both the classified papers in Florida, which was thrown out, he's appealing that. And then the January 6th, he's removed, like, if I remember the report correctly, it went from around 46 pages to around 35 pages. So we've cut 11-ish pages of documentation just so we can go for the jugular and the, what would the right word be? Candidate role. I'll go with that because it's not coming to me. Kind of charge it over here. I almost didn't record a podcast tonight and I'm like, no, I don't want to break my streak. The eldest daughter is about to, we're going to kind of veer off to personal and entertainment now, but the eldest daughter is getting ready to head back to college for her junior year. So I'll be driving her back up there to the Twin Cities this weekend. And so the whole family is getting together and we're going to celebrate her junior year's beginning. We're going to celebrate the fact that the other kids, for the most part, have survived school. We are going to support the fact that one of the kids has started a brand new personal journey and treatment. So very good for them. And that's all I'm going to say on that one. And I have a new grandson. So keep that in mind. I'm a grandpa now. On Saturday, because I was talking about this last time, on Friday night, the group got together to play Stardew Valley. We're hoping to play Stardew Valley again tonight. So this is going to be a shorter episode so I can go get the pizza and then we can log in, hopefully, as long as grandson baby bear approves. And we were all playing together. It was myself, eldest son, eldest daughter was waiting for a computer to restart and she was going to join shortly. Then a couple of the other peers in the friend group. And then suddenly, eldest son drops offline from the game. And then he drops off of the Skype call. And oh, snap. It must be happening. And then they drop off the radar almost entirely. So I was right. I'm not going to go into details because I'm going to spare blasting personal medical details of the process to, Keela. Hi, Keela. But and anybody else who might be stopping by to listen. But I was right. I called it. As a dad of 5, kind of 7, that's a long story. Feel free to ask about that more on podcast@flameflash.net. Because I'm ready to talk about trauma. It's been a year. It's been more than a year. But right now I'm talking about happy times. But I was right. I'll just leave it at that. They fell offline. They got to the hospital. 10:30 the next morning, I officially have a grandson. And said grandson successfully came home with family, and they're all home safely and healthy. There we go. I'm as real as you can get, guys. So I'm not going to edit that out in post. But everybody's healthy and happy. I'm going to go get pizza. Do you 10Q? It's a self-reflection site. They don't have any advertisements. It's run off of donations and grants. I think it's related to some college or another, or is related to a Jewish think tank institute. I can't remember who, but come join me. And we will 10Q together, and we will self-reflect. And hopefully we're thankful for where we are or where we're going to be. And I appreciate everyone joining me. podcast@flameflash.net if you would like to write in. And this has been episode... Oh, I closed that tab. This has been episode 157. So thank you for joining me. Have a good weekend.